You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Success. Today we are speaking with Veronica Woods, principal at V Woods Enterprises. Veronica works with business leaders who want to maximize results and minimize disruption with the implementation of their high stakes marketing and operations projects. Veronica, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm glad to share with your listeners today.
Yes, certainly good to have you back and looking forward to hearing from you once again. So what are some challenges that prevent entrepreneurs from making good strategic decisions about how to take their businesses to the next level?
Well, there's a stat I often quote that 90% of business leaders say that they get strategic implementation wrong. And really this comes down to decision making. Now, why is it so hard? You know, there's a kind of a top three that I like to give. One, picking the right ideas and strategies among an endless list of ideas of shiny objects is tough. Everything kind of looks like a winner in the beginning. The second challenge is entrepreneurs have what I call business blind spots. These are the hidden truths about your market, your team, or the service you offer that you ignore as you focus on getting to the next level. And typically, these are based on past experiences and personal biases about success, but not real facts about your business today. And lastly, although there's a ton of available data to support better decision-making, the volume can be overwhelming for all of us.
So what advice would you give about how to prioritize one idea or strategy over another?
So before you think about moving forward with a strategy or project, you first need to determine if it's even worth kind of taking your time and resources away from the status quo, because doing nothing is always an option, of course. So one best practice that entrepreneurs can leverage from larger businesses is to score your idea against criteria that's important to you from a business as well as a kind of a values perspective. A few questions that I suggest that my clients use are, one, is the growth potential big enough? And it's important to look not just 5 months down the road, but maybe even 5 years down the road if you're talking about an idea that's going to sustain your business. Two, does it align with your mission? Three, will it allow you to compete better in your marketplace? Sometimes you can't afford not to do something. Fourth, what is a feasible window to start seeing profit or revenue? And lastly, you know, am I comfortable with the risk involved in moving forward? And these are just examples that I use with clients, but people should recommend coming up with their own criteria.
When is it important to do market research when you are vetting your market opportunity?
I have worked with a number of clients who've had business blind spots around market research. They may say something like, I can't afford to stop now and ask clients, potential clients, about needs, or even more arrogantly, I already know what they need. A quick story I like to share about listening to customer feedback. You know, when I was a corporate product manager, I never will forget the customer who offered to drive 6 hours to share his thoughts about a product that we planned to discontinue. It was that important to him that I really understood his needs. And honestly, his comments echoed things that we had heard or been kind of rallying around the office that may be concerned, but all of a sudden this guy became a new spokesperson for it. And his feedback really helped us prevent losing millions of dollars in revenue. So I like to tell people doing market research can help you make smarter bets about how you want to move forward. And fortunately, it's a lot more cost-effective to do today with technology.
And it certainly is. Today we're joined by Veronica Woods, principal at V Woods Enterprises, that works with business leaders who want to maximize results and minimize disruption with the implementation of their high-stakes marketing and operations projects here on Enterprise Radio. Once again, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Veronica, where is a good place to start with your implementation plan?
After you determine an idea should turn into a project, you need to evaluate how well your infrastructure will be able to handle this implementation. And by infrastructure, I mean the internal processes, systems, procedures that allow you to serve your clients. You have to start where your business is today. That's an important point as you're kind of evaluating your infrastructure to spot those frustrating workarounds that may really prevent you from getting to the next level. I work with a client whose marketing and sales processes were okay as long as we're talking about the status quo, but when they wanted to roll out a number of new programs, they quickly found themselves kind of plugging holes with various broken processes. So I worked with them to identify how they could better use some of the tools they already had to eliminate some of the handoffs so that they can continue to grow and be aggressive with their expansion. It's important to note, though, sometimes you have to take one step back to move three steps forward in terms of, you know, it may cost some time and money to solve some of the infrastructure constraints.
And how do you advise entrepreneurs to balance between making decisions based on gut instinct versus data?
There's a recent article in Information Age that showed that while 59% of executives say their approach to decision-making was based on data, just 10% actually acted based on that data. And when I speak to entrepreneurs, if I ask them whether their hunches or instincts played a major factor in their success, most people, you know, rush to raise their hands. But gut instinct is really limited by your personal experience and view of the world. Remember what I mentioned about blind spots earlier. So unless all your clients are clones of you, you really have to find a way to view your business from a variety of perspectives. So in sum, I recommend clients look at both the data and use their instinct when they're making decisions.
Veronica, certainly helpful information in all regards. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise on this topic. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
If I can give one tip about drafting a business plan, make your plan match your intended objective. If you just wanted to do a sanity check for yourself or communicate a vision to your team, maybe all you need is a simple one-page plan. If you need to do a plan because an investor asks you so that they can evaluate how to give you money, you put together whatever plan format they ask you. But don't let the thought of a written format be an excuse not to do real strategic planning for the growth of your business.
Veronica, if you would, before you go, tell our listeners where they can get more information and how they can be in touch with you as well.
The best place to learn more about my business and how I work with clients is my website. So that's vwoodsenterprises.com. And you can sign up for my newsletter. And if you see something of interest, you can schedule a time to chat with me.
Once again, Veronica, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with Veronica Woods, principal at V Woods Enterprises, that works with business leaders who want to maximize results and minimize disruption with the implementation of their high-stakes marketing and operations projects. And once again, the website of reference, and for more information, it's vwoodsenterprises.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.